Hello. Oh, I didn't see you there. Don't be shy. Come here. I can help you with whatever you might be looking for. Is it your first time visiting a shop like this? You don't exactly look like someone who would come here. Are you interested in divination, or maybe you just want to buy a deck of cards? Oh, so it's your friend's birthday soon, and she told you to come here to look for a gift. Interesting. Of course, yes, I know her very well. And she said that I'd give you a special discount. Huh? What? Do I know anything she might like? Well, yes, I know a few things. Hold on. I think you might have left the door open. What? No, don't be silly. I didn't lock the door. It's just a weird door that makes weird noises when you close it properly. The shutters? Well, the sun is going down soon, and the light always comes in at such an awkward angle. The sundown makes it hard to see sometimes. Anyway, why don't I show you a few of my things? I've got crystals, armbands, tarot cards, but we're looking for a gift for your friend, so I don't think any of that will do. Ah, here. This shelf might have something. Come here, let me show you. Well, don't just stand there. You won't be able to get a good look from all the way up here, will you? Here, kneel next to me. There we go. So, here we have a collection of different massage oils. This one's my favourite. It feels so good on your skin, especially if you rub it in nice and thoroughly. It makes every touch 10 times as good, 10 times as sensual, you know. Yes, of course your friends would like this. Do you think that I'd lie to you? Remember when she had cramps in her calves after jogging after that one time? That same night, I went to her apartment and I helped her out with a massage using this very oil, but I didn't stop at her calves. I got her naked, rubbed it on her thighs, on her butt, on her stomach, her back, her breast. And then I gave her a full body massage, making sure that not one spot was left unattended to. She enjoyed it, and I mean really enjoyed it. So much so that, you know what? I think I'll stop there. Maybe I'll tell you the rest some other time. Anyway, my point is that she loved this gift. And see, it's not even that expensive for something that's so effective. Hey, are you all right? You're a little bit red in your face. Oh, come on, say something. You'll buy it? Great. Just one moment. I said that it wasn't that expensive, but I could give it to you in return for something else than money. Something a lot more exciting. You're thinking of something naughty, aren't you? And you're red again. Don't worry, I just want to see into your future. How is that payment? Well, I'm just interested in you. Your friend told me some things about you. And, well, let's just say I want to know what your future will take you. You agree? Perfect. I'll just go get my special divination deck from the back. In the meantime, go and take a seat at the table there. Yeah, I know that's small. It's better that way. I can read your future much more thoroughly when I'm close to you. Now, before we begin, let me give you a quick crash course in tarot divination, or at least my personal approach to it. I'm going to shuffle the deck, draw 4 cards, and put them face down on the table. And then I'm going to flip them over one by one. Each of them will tell me more about you, your character, your preferences, your struggles, and your desires. After that, I'll try and take a short glimpse into your future. I'm not necessarily going to tell you what's in store for you. I'll try to guide you towards the right path by making some suggestions. In the end, it's going to be your choice if you want to follow these suggestions. Everything clear? Good. Then let's get started, shall we? Here are your 4 cards. Already curious? Oh, I'm sorry, honey. But you're gonna have to be patient. Every climax needs a proper build up. First card, the Hermit. So this card tells me that you're a bit of a loner. You don't really like to go out that much. You've got more than enough friends for your taste, but still, there's something missing in your life. Some form of company none of your friends can give you. You're single? No, more than that. You've never had a girlfriend in the first place, have you? And you've never had sex. Is that also right? What? Of course I got all that from one card. I'm a professional after all. Well, I also read your face, of course. Every card has slightly different meaning according to the customer. Don't worry, being a virgin is nothing to be ashamed of or embarrassed about. What do you mean? It's still kind of... Kind of what? Do you hear me making fun of you? Or laughing at you? It's not like you're paying me for this either, is it? You're just as much of the man as anyone else, trust me. I've been around and with plenty of experienced men, and to me, you're just as sexy and desirable as any one of them. But if it bothers you that much, maybe the upcoming cards will have a promising future in store for you. Maybe you will find, maybe I will have a suggestion for you that might change things. Anyway, next card, the High Priestess. What? What is it? Oh, the card. Do you like it? The design. The picture, I mean. These are my own personal hand-drawn cards. I don't just show them to anyone, you know. Yeah, that's right. That's me. Completely naked. With my big firm breasts and long lavish legs. I especially like how she captured my hourglass shape. Just look at those curves. Yes, I said she. Your friend drew this. All of these cards, in fact. Oh my god, you're as red as a traffic light. That's so cute. And so hot. I knew exactly what you were thinking. Yes, I got naked for her so she could draw me. Trust me, it's not easy staying still for so long. Especially when there's someone right in front of you, devouring you with their eyes. Trying to keep their hands occupied while imagine having them in your body instead. Hey, you're still looking at the card. The real thing is right in front of you, you know. What? You're too embarrassed to look at me in the eyes. Come on. I have something to tell you, and I want you to look at me. You were right with your suspicions. I'm not really fortune telling right now. The truth is that everything I've told you about yourself, I already knew the moment you set foot in here. She told me a lot about you, how funny and nice you are, and then when she showed me a picture of you, I just got so confused. How can someone this cute still be a virgin? I thought to myself. She told me that you were too shy and too socially awkward to approach women. But that won't fly with me. Any woman would be lucky to have you. And I'm not going to let you keep yourself from us any longer. I told her that I wanted to help you out. Get you out of your shell, so to say. She was reluctant at first, but she didn't want your first time to be allowed to pity sex. But in the end, I got to change her mind. You want to know how? I told her that you were the cutest, hottest guy that I ever saw. I told her that I wanted to do nothing more but than to be this adorable man's first. I told her that just looking at you made me wet. Sorry if that last part was a bit vulgar. I just can't help myself sometimes. So what do you say? Do you want me as well? I already know that you like looking at my body, but do you want to touch it as well? To feel it, to be inside it. I know that we just met, but really? Fuck, that makes me so happy. Sorry. I got a little carried away. I guess that was your first kiss. So now that's over with. Wanna do it again? Tell me, how do I taste? Mm. You taste good as well. And you feel my hand on your thighs slowly making their way towards your groin. Do you like that? Me caressing your cock through your pants. Feels like it's kind of cramped in there. Let's take it out, why don't we? There we go. That's better, isn't it? Now I'm going to keep one hand down there, slowly stroking your cock. And in the meantime, I'm going to continue on with divination. We're only two cards deep, two more to go. Third card, the lovers. Saw that one coming, didn't you? Look closely. It's me having sex. It's me riding and fucking someone's brains out. You can't tell who it is, though, can you? I know from what you're thinking, but no, your friend didn't draw me having sex with another guy. For this one, she didn't draw me live. She drew a still from a video we both made. You see, it was the first time we tried out a strap-on. First, I helped her put it on. Then she licked me until I was soaking wet, and I couldn't take it anymore. Only after I begged and begged did she start pounding me from behind like a wild animal. You look like you're enjoying yourself, honey. Are you close? I'm going to slow it down just a bit. Don't want you to come just yet. Where was I? Oh, yes. After she was done fucking me from behind, she had me getting on my knees and made me suck that dildo until it was nice and clean for my pussy juices. Imagine her audacity when, after I was done sucking, she then wanted to tease me even more before putting it back inside me. So instead of letting that beautiful bitch torture me more, I threw her to the ground, got on top of her, and rode her fake dick until I wasn't able to stand. Anyway, that's where that picture comes from. Sorry for my rambling, but looking at that card just gets me so turned on. Oh, I can show you the video sometime. We could watch it together. Oh, wow. You're leaking so much pre-cum. Do you want to come? Okay, then. Fourth card. The world. This card signifies, well, it signifies that you've come to the end of your journey. Your journey to find someone to have sex with. Your journey to come. Come for me, baby. Come for me and let it all out. There we go. That's right. Don't move it. I'm going to catch it all with my hands. No need to hold back. Oh my God. I knew you were a virgin. And I was teasing you quite a bit, but that's a lot of cum, even more than I expected. I don't mind it though. In fact, I fucking love it. Do you like that, honey? Do you like watching me eat up your huge load? Well, I've got a nice feel of your balls, and I know for a fact there's more where that came from. But I think your cock still needs a little quick break. Okay, now I want you to stand up for me, baby. I know that this is still new for you, so I'm going to make it easy for you, okay? Okay. Can you see how hard my nipples are through my shirt? Well, that's not the only part of me that's aroused. I'm just so glad that I wasn't wearing pants. Otherwise, I'd have to throw them away. Just stand still while I slowly undress you. Let me start with your pants and your boxers. Your cock's already out, so that should make it easier. I'm going to take off your shoes and socks as well, okay? I want you completely naked. Oh, my hands feel nice on your bare skin. Do you feel how warm and soft they are, caressing every inch of you? Now all that's left is that shirt. Let me see if that beautiful chest of yours. Fuck, that's getting me even wetter. I'm so hot, baby. I don't think I can stand wearing my own clothes any longer. Aha, that's better. You like it better too, huh? Your cock does at least. It's slowly getting hard again. So tell me what you think of me. Am I better than my drawing? Oh, fuck, it makes me so happy to hear that from your mouth. But words alone just won't satisfy me. I need you to touch me, baby. Come here and take me into your arms. Oh, I almost forgot. One last confession. I did lock the door before, and the sun isn't really that bothersome. I just wanted to just be alone and intimate, and don't worry. No one will bother us because the door isn't even opened at this time. Hey. You said they like the taste of my lips, right? So would you like to taste my other lips as well? I'm talking about my pussy, if you couldn't tell. I know, I would love to feel your mouth on me, so... Alright, let me get on the table then. Spread my legs for you. Just get on your knees for me, baby. You're gonna like it, I promise. Do you see how wet I am? Just go for it, babe. I know you can't wait to taste your first pussy. Oh, pussy. Oh, your tongue feels so good. Oh, better than head of my chin. Okay, stop. I don't want to come yet. Get up. Oh, fuck, you're hard for me again. Uh-huh. Come closer. Fuck. You're touching my pussy with your cock. Oh, fuck, that feels amazing. Just push it in, baby. Oh, I know you can't wait any longer. Oh, you're so greedy just now. Oh, you want this pussy, don't you? And you want more than anything to be inside me. I know it. Oh, just do it, baby. Just... Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, that's right. Push it all the way in. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, don't worry, baby. No need to hold back. Oh, you can start moving. Oh, you can fuck me as fast and as hard as you want, just to don't do it too slow, okay? Don't tease me too much. I might throw you to the ground and ride you until morning. Yes. Oh, you'd like that, huh? I'm not easy to manipulate. I won't let you tease me that easily. Yes. Why don't I just continue the story from before? I saw how just horny it got you. When I was talking about me and your friend. Oh, you men are all so easy. All I need to do is talk about out of my curved against your smoking hot friend's tight athletic body and you lose all focus. Yeah, there you see. Your head is starting to go faster. You want to know a little detail from when I was massaging your friend? She was too embarrassed to get naked in front of me at first. To make her feel more comfortable, I got naked as well. Yes. And then when I was massaging her thighs, she started moaning and she told me to do it more. So I went up a little and started playing with her pussy until she came. It didn't take long for her to grab the bottle of oil and start rubbing it on my body as well. Before long, we were all over each other and spoiling the massage table until it was unusable. But I'm not going to be the one massaging her the next time. I'm not going to be the one using that bottle of sensual oil on her. That's going to be you, babe. She doesn't want that fucking bottle for her birthday. She wants you to rub it in her. But I think she might be a bit too embarrassed again. Yes. Or you have to take off your clothes alongside. Can you worry though, babe? Oh, I know that you're not a schoolmaster, so I'll help you. I'll be right there with you the whole time. Oh, fuck, you're going fast now. Oh, you're throbbing. Oh, are you going to come, babe? Oh, I'm close to you. Oh, let's come together, okay? You can come inside me, baby. It's okay. Just come with me. Come with me. Oh, oh yes. So good. Oh, did you enjoy your first time? Are you glad that it was with me? Oh, thank you so much, baby. Don't you know how happy that makes me? So about the birthday party, I got a little carried away again. What I said, it's true, she wants you as well. She was just nice enough to let me go first. I know that's a lot. You just had your first time. And right after, I'm proposing a threesome. But I know you're always looking at her, she told me. She just didn't say anything to you because she didn't mind. So do you want to do it? If not, it's fine too. We can have sex as many times as you want, just the two of us, until you feel comfortable. After her birthday, there's always Valentine's Day, my birthday, Christmas. Really? You want to do it? Thank you so much, honey. Hey, you were staring at the High Priestess quite a bit, you know. You want to take it with you? I think it's only fair that we trade. You get the tarot card since I got your V card.